Nicholas Pitti in Anvik. Are you currently taking your 8-hour layover?
Yeah.
We're just talking about kind of where you are. You know, you're taking your 8-hour layover right now in Anvik. Seems to be in pretty good position. And I'm interested, what have you learned in doing this race a few times that has you here today?
Probably the value of a quality leader that'll leave a checkpoint and not stop every time he poops. Mm-hmm.
So the runs have been a lot cleaner. And
yeah, really smooth runs and no issues. And having a leader to keep that line tight really makes a big difference.
So. And we're also talking about you took your 24-hour layover in Ofer, and talk about kind of why you made that decision and how it's affected where you are today.
Well, in Nikolai, the sun was shining really bright, and I didn't want to run the dogs in it. So I stayed a long time there and ran at night through McGrath and Takatna and all the way to Ofer. And that was well worth it, 90-mile run to a 24-hour layover. And then the weather turned, and there was a lot of snow. So the trail from Takatna to Ofer got a little more difficult to travel. And the trail from Ofer to Iditarod got more difficult to travel. So the guys that were in Takatna, planning on going all the way to Iditarod, ended up having a camp, and I was able to just go all the way to Iditarod. Mm-hmm. So that made a big difference, I think.
In the way you're running, your style of running, what kind of team do you have? Is it kind of the fast teams that rest a lot, or is it kind of a more even team where you can take shorter rests, or how have you been racing these dogs?
I guess I started the race with really short rests and short runs and slowly built up longer rests with longer runs. And now I've just been doing 90-mile runs with a 4-hour break. So it's time for an 8-hour rest because I need to refuel the tanks. Mm-hmm. So now I'll probably go back to resting them a lot and building them back up.
And I heard you talking with someone and you were saying the team has just really come together. You have a team. I imagine that has to be a lot of fun, leaving checkpoints, arriving in checkpoints, just with a solid team that's moving well together. What about this team has you excited, I guess, right now at this point?
Well, they finally all are eating, so that's exciting because I had some little girls that didn't want to eat at first. And but it really goes back to the front end of the team. The happy leaders are invaluable.
As a dog person and someone, you know these dogs so well, and to have that connection and to know that they will perform for you. I mean, I can't imagine what that connection is like, traveling so far and so long.
They even went another step beyond yesterday on our way to Iditarod. We came to a giant overflow. I mean, giant to my little dog. And I thought I was going to have to walk him across like I had had to with other dog teams. I start looking for my waders in the sled to put him on, and I look up, and there he goes across the water swimming. So, yeah, like, people are proud of their kids and blah, blah, blah. I'm proud of my little leader over there. I trained him. I taught him what he knows. And
what's his name?
Dirtbag. He's a good little dog.
And you trained him?
I trained him, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nicholas Petit in Anvik and reporting in Anvik. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.